Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Mahomes gets hit late.
There's a narrative out there, Creep. What do you say to people who think that there's a zebra thumb on your side of the scale?
I don't really listen to any of that stuff much.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
So the head ref of the Super Bowl, Ron Torbert, didn't set up the Zoom for you? He's not right next to you serving you breakfast?
He's cooking over here right now for me.
Today's guests, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock, ESPN Sports Center host Hannah Storm, NFL draft analyst for The Ringer, Todd McShay. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. For those listening on the radio, I waited till I was on camera to take off my glasses to look smarter. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, whether you're streaming us on the Roku Sports Channel to watch us, or the Infinity Sports Network, terrestrial radio, 120 affiliates coast to coast, Sirius XM Channel 375, the Odyssey app to stream us into your ear gate. There's so many different ways to contact the show through Instagram and Twitter. There's also our TikTok page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show is our YouTube channel. Mike Mayock, fresh back from the Senior Bowl, and a Philadelphia sports expert of note, to say the least. He will be joining us on this program. First up, I go way back with Mike, as you might imagine. Todd McShay from The Ringer now. He will be zooming in from the Senior Bowl. So we got that going for us. And then also we have a sound engineer who's got his microphone open and dropping stuff.
We got all that stuff going on. That was not me.
Mike Del Tufo's back, everybody.
My microphone is off.
That was me.
Hey, TJ Jefferson.
Thank you.
That was a battery just tipped over on us.
What do you need batteries for? What do you need batteries
for? We got this electric thing here, and it takes that sound there. Yeah, that was me.
All right, very good. Well, I don't know if it was like that game Mousetrap that I used to play.
I'm pretty good.
Back in the day.
See that, Mike, though? I ain't going to let you go out like that.
Thank you, TJ.
Chris Brockman, good to see you, brother. How
Brockman
are you?
Going to throw me under the bus.
Hey, man, look, it's Wednesday, the week between,
it's
you know, the off
Thursday,
week.
Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
Should we start the show over again?
Can we get the Rich?
Sorry, no idea what day
it is. And I took my glasses off to say we look smarter, and now we look pretty dumb.
It's Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
I think we need one more.
No.
All right, let's start this again.
Got a top five list later on in this program. Top five what ifs of the 2024 season. What if this had happened? What if that had happened? Hannah Storm is going to join us.
Nice.
She is the Pat Summerall Award winner in the annual event that is held at the Super Bowl in support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So,
love that.
Always in support of that. That night, and also obviously that charitable organization, and Heaven on Earth, and also being a former Summerall Award winner, I will always support it. So we'll get Hannah Storm right in the middle of this program. Do we have the rights to play Round Ball Rock when she joins us? Because she, I think she was the last NBA NBC studio host.
Those were the days.
At any rate, speaking of dynastic teams, we could talk about Kansas City Chiefs right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And also, you know, the Eagles are in the game. Hey, listen.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's the way a lot of people are talking about
it. True.
Disrespect
it
is for real.
It's time, guys, to mention the L word. Legacy. Every single time the Super Bowl week comes up and we're waiting for the game to roll around and let's talk legacies. And really, the conversation invariably, no matter what show you're watching or taking in, will eventually land on this. We might want to be one of the first to talk about it because we're really bored waiting for this game. And we're going to New Orleans next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Our show will emanate from the Super Bowl experience. It'll be great. Got a great guest list for you in store as well. And we've got the conversation always about legacy. It depends on whether you're a compiler or you're a first-time person and what you think is most important for your legacy. Obviously, the Chiefs are the compilers. The Eagles are filled with the exception of three players. Just three players on this team were on the championship team with Doug Peterson and Nick Foles and the Philly special. And so let's start with the and then we'll ask the question and we'll take phone calls and we'll open it up for conversation. But I've got the quarterback, the coach, and another player on each team, and you tell me which is the most important for legacy. We'll start with Mahomes. Here's what he already is. Along with Brady and Montana, the only players to win multiple MVP awards, regular and Super Bowl. He's got, in eight seasons, two MVPs for the league, three Super Bowl MVPs. In eight seasons, the same number as Joe Montana compiled in 15. If he wins the Super Bowl MVP here in New Orleans, he would have four, trailing only Brady's five. Brady has three league MVP awards, and that would, those are numbers in 23 seasons. As you know, Mahomes will not get the MVP this year for the regular season. He's one of five quarterbacks with three or more Super Bowl wins and one of three players with three or more Super Bowl MVPs. If he gets a Super Bowl MVP, as I mentioned, he would trail only Brady. A win would tie him with Montana and Bradshaw, second all-time behind Brady's seven. If he does win the Super Bowl MVP, how about this one? Mahomes would join Brady. Michael Jordan and LeBron James as the only players in all four major North American sports history with four or more championship MVPs. He's won three Super Bowls, by the way, Patrick Mahomes, before the age of 30. If he wins this Super Bowl, he would become the only quarterback in NFL history to win four Super Bowls before his 30th birthday, sealing the conversation we've already had this week that he's the greatest 20-something quarterback in the history of the NFL, and then he would have to get cracking starting next year on his 30s. And then if he wants to catch Brady, one would think, or be in the same conversation and sentences Brady as he already is entering that chat, 40s as well. But that's for down the road. Guy's not yet 30. If he wins a Super Bowl, we would compile and add. Already, though, Chris, you're saying he's on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacking, and I think you could say that.
No doubt now. I said that 3 years ago, and now there is no doubt.
What about Andy Reid for his legacy? Already, what he is the most winning coach in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. It's his 45th career playoff game this Super Bowl as a head coach. That's most all time. He passed Bill Belichick for this category by making this Super Bowl. He needs four wins in the playoffs to pass Belichick for the most playoff wins of all time. He's in the same conversation as Bill Belichick now. He's now tied Don Shula for second most Super Bowl appearances by a head coach behind Belichick's nine. If he wins this Super Bowl, he would separate himself from Bill Walsh and Joe Gibbs to join Chuck Knoll with four Super Bowl wins, second all-time behind Belichick's sixth. That's if he wins this Super Bowl. He's already, as we mentioned, in the chat with Bill Belichick. And, you know, most playoff games by a head coach that I mentioned, he tops the list above Belichick. Landry and Shula after him. Most playoff wins by a head coach. Landry and Shula after him. Most Super Bowl appearances by a head coach. He's tied with Shula. Landry after him. I mean, he's already there. But the win would give him a rung up. Another player on the Chiefs. You know where I'm going with this one. Travis Kelce. What he already is one of the greatest playoff players ever. As we already know, most receptions in NFL playoff history, ranked second behind Jerry Rice in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. He's 207 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns away from passing Rice in those categories. He just tied Gronk and Marv Fleming. Marv Fleming!
Yes!
Who played for Green Bay and Miami in the late 60s and early 70s for 5 Super Bowl appearances by a tight end. That's the most in history. He's 31. He's just, as I mentioned, 3 receiving yards from passing Jerry Rice for the most in Super Bowl history. 3 receptions. All he's got to do is just catch 3 receptions, and he passes Jerry Rice for the most in Super Bowl history. He's only 5 receiving yards from passing Gronk and Lynn Swan for the second most receiving yards in Super Bowl history. He's got a long way to go to catch Rice. I won't even mention it. With 100 or more receiving yards in this Super Bowl, Kelce would become the first tight end to have 100 or more receiving yards in multiple Super Bowls. The only other tight ends to do that in a single Super Bowl are Gronk, Cincinnati's Dan Ross, and Vernon Davis. How about that?
Oh.
If he scores he scored a receiving touchdown in 2 of his 4 Super Bowl appearances, with a receiving touchdown in this one, he would become the 4th player to score 1 or more receiving touchdowns in 3 or more different Super Bowls, joining Rice, Lynn Swan, and Gronk. So these are, with Kelce, his performance in the Super Bowl is what can add to his legacy. Just merely being there, he's already in that regard. Mm-hmm. Moving to the Eagles in terms of legacy here. Obviously, we start with Jalen Hurts. Now, again, keeping in mind's eye what this would mean for a legacy if he wins. Already, here's what he is. The 8th quarterback to start 2 or more Super Bowls in his first 5 career seasons. The others are Elway, Aikman, Warner, Brady, Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, and Mahomes. He's the 5th quarterback to start 2 Super Bowls before turning 27. This is what he already added to his legacy here by making this game. Brady, Roethlisberger, Wilson, and Mahomes are those other ones. He's the 5th quarterback in NFL history to lose his first Super Bowl appearance and then return to the Super Bowl within the following 2 seasons. Jim Kelly was the first to do it. And as you know, Hurts is the first since Jim Kelly to lose his first Super Bowl and make it back at all, breaking a streak of 18 quarterbacks who didn't make it back after losing their first. The only quarterback to win in the second appearance was Bob Greasy in 72. Hurts is the first quarterback in Eagles history to start multiple Super Bowls. Congratulations to him in that. He can become the first quarterback to lose to an opponent in the Super Bowl and then go on to beat them in a Super Bowl at any point in their career. He could be the first to do that if he wins this Super Bowl. And how about this one in terms of winning this Super Bowl? If he wins it, okay, he's now a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. We already understand what that means, right?
That matters.
Okay. Right. He's won a Super Bowl because I go to the Hall of Fame every year and I see guys with their jackets. They don't have a ring.
Yep.
And Hurts could say, I've got one. By the way, before 27.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins it, he would become the 3rd quarterback to start and win both the national championship in college and a Super Bowl. The others are named Namath and Montana. If Hurts wins this, the list would be Joe Namath, wow. Joe Montana, Jalen Hurts, if he wins this Super Bowl. That's a legacy.
A J quarterback.
Yes, indeed. Nick Sirianni, he wins it. It's his first. obviously. He becomes a Philadelphia coaching champion based also by beating the Chiefs, preventing them from winning three in a row, a streak that started by beating Sirianni's Eagles, and he would get back after making the appropriate changes in his coaching staff. He would be able to look at Philadelphia and say, everybody, please stop arguing
right,
with me.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. He's the first already Eagles coach to lead the team to two Super Bowls, with Vermeil, Doug Peterson, and the guy he's facing, Andy Reid, being the only solo ones. He's the third head coach in NFL history to make two or more Super Bowl appearances in his first four seasons as head coach, joining Gibbs and Mike Tomlin in this regard. And then at 43, as we mentioned, he's the fifth youngest coach to be a two-time Super Bowl coach. And he wins. He's a toast of the town. And he's got a ring. Now then, this is the one. Saquon Barkley. You want to talk about legacies. He's one of three players with 400 or more rushing yards in a postseason prior to playing in the Super Bowl. The others are named Riggins and Terrell Davis. And these guys, yes, they had excellent professional regular season careers. They made the Hall of Fame based on their postseason results. Because Barkley needs 169 yards in this Super Bowl to surpass John Riggins for the most rushing yards in a single postseason. He's got 442 right now, which is two behind the most in a postseason entering a Super Bowl behind Riggins. He needs 30 rushing yards to pass Terrell Davis for the most rushing yards in a single season, regular and post. And he would become the only player in NFL history with 2,000 rushing yards in a season and then win the Super Bowl MVP in the same season. Riggins and Terrell Davis didn't do it. The year TD had 2,000 rushing yards, Elway won the Super Bowl MVP. So keep that in mind. And one would think if the Eagles win, he would be the Super Bowl MVP if he continues to rip one off after another and be the Philadelphia home run hitter that we called him. Mike Schmidt, what Ryan Howard, Bryce Harper,
yeah,
all combined. Okay. He's the fifth player to be the leading rusher in the regular season and then go on to play in the Super Bowl that same season. If he wins the Super Bowl and he keeps doing what he's doing in the regular season for a few more years, he could make the Hall of Fame. You want to talk about legacy? What say you? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Later on in this show, we're going to dig into it. I have laid it all out there. Obviously, you know, if you're a Chief, just winning three in a row adds to your legacy regardless of right. your career statistics.
Right.
Certainly if you played on all three of them. Regardless. Or you're an Eagle, you get to say, I am a champion in Philadelphia and the place, you know, I'm wearing my mummer's outfit to the parade.
Yeah. Minted forever.
What do you say? Who's got the bigger legacy on the line? What do you think? Is it about compiling legacy building Super Bowls or just getting one? Because it changes everything. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Mike Mayock, who knows a thing or two about Philadelphia, and one of my favorite humans that I've gotten to know and get to work with, he will be joining us next, fresh back from the Senior Bowl on the Rich Eisen Show. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Let's talk Live Good, people. We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. That's why I want to introduce you to Live Good, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head. LiveGood believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. You're going to love it. Collagen peptides, energy endurance electrolytes, organic coffee. Yeah, coffee, organic super greens, protein powder, weight loss products, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game, or as you can tell, right around these times, an entire season. So you gotta be on your game. Science proves quality sleep can help you boost your reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. So why not do it for yourself? I do it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It is just 10 numbers apart, but being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out or for recovery, it's a game changer. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Limited time. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Once again, Cooper, my son. Again, you're going to get to this point in your life, Chris. Because Cage is 4 now, correct?
Yeah, he'll be 5 next month.
5 next month. Coop's 13. And you never... I should start writing down the first thing that comes out of his mouth when he...
In the morning?
Yeah. You know? And so he wakes up. He's got bedhead. He's just staring into space, you know? 13, he's about to be 14. And he goes, Dad, so is Kellen Moore going to be the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints? That's the first thing he says.
That's what he's thinking about.
And I'm like, yeah, it looks that way, man. Yep, and then he pauses and he goes, so is he going to coach for the Eagles in the Super Bowl? I'm like, absolutely he will. No doubt. He goes, so his last game as a coach of the Eagles will be in the place where he's going to be the head coach maybe the next day. And I'm like, yeah, come to think of it, I haven't even thought of that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so proud of him. And then get up and get ready for school now, but right.
Hey, eat your breakfast.
Right.
What if the Eagles' offense just absolutely stinks? Can the Saints be like, take backsies?
Take backsies. Well, I mean, take a look at it. I mean, did the Chiefs have their way with Jonathan Gannon's defense in the second half of that game? In Arizona, where he, like Kellen Moore, coached his final game with the Eagles in the place where he was going to be the head coach the next day? There's no take backsies, Chris.
No take backsies?
No.
Never know.
No. And you know, if the Eagles have a bad day offensively, the finger of blame will be pointed at the coach and the quarterback well before Kellen
That's
Moore.
That's true.
Who are you kidding?
That's true.
Do I need to tell you the way it works?
Those two guys can't get a break.
But it's kind of cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
Random thoughts.
That's my boy. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I was sitting on the draft set when the Philadelphia Eagles traded up for Patrick Mahomes in Philadelphia, of all places. Andy Reid doing that, and now look at them. Fresh back from the Senior Bowl. We'll talk about that with this man who I adore and love seeing on my screen and have known forever and a day. And you can catch him with his lovely daughter, Lee, on a podcast called Believe in Eagles every single week. My friend Mike Mayock. Great to see you, Mike. Good to see you, man.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, that's an applause
Let's
line.
Let's go.
That's an applause line. Good to see you, Mike.
You know what, Rich? I heard your last minute or two talking about your son, Cooper.
Yeah.
And I just started cracking up sitting in this room by myself because having known you for so many years now.
Yes.
What he said to you and the way he connected those dots.
Yes.
Were what you've done to me for the last 20 years.
You know, I mean, I am a professional dot connector. So, yes, yep. I connect dots for a living in a way that I just connected the dots. We're talking Super Bowl. And I remember sitting there on the set in Philadelphia with you, Mike, on the draft set in that awesome spot, you know, in the makeshift draft hall in front of the Rocky Steps, looking out at, you know, Ben Franklin Parkway with 100,000 people on it. And you and I think we all thought, you know, potentially that Reed was trading up maybe for Deshaun Watson. You probably had a little bit better of an inkling that it could be Mahomes, but neither of us thought we'd see seven straight AFC championship game appearances in multiple Super Bowls like this, right? I mean, it's crazy what he's become here.
It is crazy, Rich. And what it brings to mind as you talk is a couple points to me. And number one is how important the fit is at every position, but especially a first-round quarterback. And, you know, you look at some of these guys that last year played well on their, you know, former first-round picks that, you know, whether it's Sam Darnold or second-round pick up in Seattle, Geno Smith, whatever. Ultimately, you need the right fit. And I remember my draft report on Patrick Mahomes, and I was worried. And I think I said on the network at one point that I thought he was either going to be a Hall of Fame player or out of the league in 4 years. And that brings up what we just spoke about a second ago, which is the fit. He went to the perfect place for who he is because Andy Reid is not only a Hall of Fame coach, he's player friendly, he's really quarterback friendly, and he's so creative in taking advantage of what a quarterback does best. And I think that marriage between Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes is the main reason why they're in their whatever it is, seventh conference championship game in a row.
Yeah, and five Super Bowls in 6 years, and he can, you know, and Reid is now, you know, in Philadelphia. When you and I first started working at NFL Network, you know, he was just breaking through and as a championship head coach and made a ton of NFC championship games, but not a lot of Super Bowls. And we were talking about clock management, this, and his way of handling that. And now, I mean, he's in the same conversation as Belichick and Shula and Landry now. What was he saying to you before drafting Mahomes, though, that made you think, like, you know, at the time, this is a good fit? You know, we were talking about, like, gunslinger, Favre-type guy when we were sitting on the set there in Philly. What was he saying to you back in that day?
The reality, Rich, is I watched every throw Mahomes made that year in college at Texas Tech. They didn't even have a winning record, if I remember correctly, that year. And for every wow throw on the positive side, there was a wow negative throw where he was trying to make too much happen. And I think Andy's perception, I'm guessing, and Brett Veach and everybody in that building was that if we get him with the right people and he's a smart kid and get him surrounded by an offense that takes advantage of the upside and helps him mitigate the downside, helps him understand what the downside means with complementary football, which is what I think the Chiefs maybe do better than anybody is complementary football. And that really brings up a third name, Rich, which is their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. And, you know, the last two regular seasons, it's not like Kansas City's offense lit it up, but they didn't lose many football games, and they got better and better as the year goes on, and they peak at the right time. And, you know, Spags is a guy that I think has that defense playing at the highest level in the NFL. They understand complementary football. They understand situational football. And, Rich, when the big moments come along, they rarely screw them up. I mean, they know what they're doing, and they expect to win that game.
And then before we start digging into the X's and O's of this game, let's talk about what Howie Roseman builds and supplements, you know, and you having a front row seat there to see all of it. What does he do that is clearly superior to most in the NFL, Mike?
You know, if we had a longer forum, we could talk a little bit about Howie and when Chip Kelly was there and Howie was effectively demoted
Right.
And Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, who's a very free-thinking owner in the NFL, he and Howie got together and said, if you don't have the final say this year, Chip does, let's figure out a way to help you get better. And Howie went to Europe and met with some of the soccer GMs. He met with NBA and baseball guys and basically was supported by his owner to go out and say, let's help you understand every facet of being a general manager, because someday you're going to have to come back here and take control. And that happened quickly. That's the backdrop to him coming back. And I think when he came back with full decision-making powers after that, he was decisive. He understood his philosophy and what the philosophy in the building was going to be. They've been consistent. He's one of the best negotiators for trades I've ever been around. But even more importantly than that, he sees the big picture. He understands the salary cap infrastructure because he came out of that environment. And in my mind, they have the best roster in the NFL. Again, I thought they had the best roster 2 years ago when they lost in the Super Bowl. Okay, so he continually drafts well, they trade well, they sign free agents well. I mean, I think the three MVPs for the Eagles this year are Saquon Barkley, Vic Fangio, and Howie Roseman.
You're not too far off from a lot of from nailing that one for sure, Mike. I mean, if not nailing it directly on the head. And the Saquon Barkley acquisition, you know, obviously you can come at it from many different ways personally, yeah, yourself, from an evaluator's point of view, from a general manager, having had that experience yourself. You know, Joe Shane is getting beat up, man. There's no two ways about it in New York. And it just seems to get worse with each Barkley stunning performance. What is your opinion of what the Giants did and how the Eagles have clearly become better for it, and what you think the fair evaluation of that is, Mike?
I think Joe's a really smart guy, and I think you have to have a plan, and he stuck to his plan. And I think, unfortunately for Joe and the Giants, their plan took place on HBO in front of a lot of people. And you know, my perspective, Rich, if I'm being point blank honest, is you don't let your best football player on your team walk out the door with no compensation. And flat out at the running back position, and we all talked about how devalued the running back position was. That might change after, you know, what he did and what Derrick Henry did and what Josh Jacobs did and what Joe Mixon did. And, you know, that might change. But the way I looked at Barkley was, you know, to make him happy, all you had to do was pay him $12 million, which is effectively the price of some backup quarterbacks in the NFL. And for that $12 million, what did you get? Did you get a guard and a tight end and a linebacker? What, you didn't really get anything that's going to change where your football team's going. And not only is he the best player at his position in the prime of his career, he's also a special individual, and he's a great leader. And I think he helped change the Philadelphia Eagles locker room from a little bit of a selfish locker room at the end of last year to a team first attitude. That guy's changed things. And I don't think you let those guys walk out of your building, especially for no compensation.
My buddy Mike Mayock here on the Rich Eisen Show. Super Bowl 59 will come down to what? I know it's a long-winded, possible answer, but what do you think, Mike? Comes down to what here?
I think the Eagles have the best talent in the league, as I said. I think the Chiefs have Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. And when my younger brothers and everybody were all fired up at halftime of the Eagles game against them 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, the Eagles were what, Rich? Up 10, up 14, whatever it was? And I was kind of like, don't get too excited. I mean, with Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, don't get too excited. So I've been saying all year, I've watched the Eagles tape all year because of my daughter's podcast. And I've been saying somebody's going to come along at some point with enough talent on defense and schematically really good at the defensive coordinator position, and they're going to take away Saquon Barkley and make Jalen Hurts beat them.
And I know.
I think that has to be the game plan.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be and I thought Hurts did a nice job last week with Washington getting the ball out of his hands and being more efficient. But that's been the inconsistency all year long with the Eagles has been the efficiency or lack thereof sometimes of their pass attack.
Yeah, again, the podcast you're referring to, Lee Mayock, Believe in Eagles. You appear on it each week as well. Where you get your podcasts. You take a look at this team, and on occasion, you know, Hurts isn't maybe the most valuable Jalen on the team, right? And you see what Carter's been able to do in the middle of that defense, certainly when Fletcher Cox is gone. But the drafting of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, significant on the back end with what they already have there in Slay and Blankenship. That's Zach Bond, man. And how does that happen, right? Like, walk me through the evaluation of seeing somebody in somebody else's special teams. And again, he's not a slappy here, but to see him and say, that could be a defensive player of the year candidate right in the second line of our defense. Like, how does that happen, Mike?
Great question. And first of all, Jalen Carter is all world. And I've never seen a defensive tackle play 97% of the snaps and be as effective as he is. I mean, the only other D lineman I know that plays that number of snaps is Max Crosby, and he's a defensive end, not even a 300-pound defensive tackle. He's a difference maker for Vic Fangio at a position that's critical for Vic, which is the three technique in that defense. Now Zach Bond, maybe the best story in football, okay? And I did him coming out. The Saints used him a certain way, special teams, kind of edge rusher off the, a different situational pass rush situations, you know, and how this is the marriage of personnel and coaching in a building the way it's supposed to be and often isn't. You know, Howie and the personnel guys identify Zach Bond as a player of interest in free agency. They know they can get him fairly cheaply. He's a good special teams player, and you can use him on your defense in different situations. But historically, it's been more as an edge guy. So they show the coaching staff, hey, here's some tape of guy. And Vic Fangio says, wait a minute, I know that guy. And I think I can stand him up. And he can play as a linebacker in our defense. He can run. He comes downhill with some heaviness. And I can pass rush him also. We can do a lot of things with what he does. So they sign it. And I don't think Vic or Howie was going to turn into what it turned into. But the guy's got, I think, 6 forced fumbles, which is tied with J.J. Watt. He's got over 100 tackles. He's been a difference maker. He's been a huge difference maker on top of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And don't forget Nolan Smith, who That's I right. think Vic has done a great job developing. I mean, you could go on and on with the marriage of what they do in that building with personnel and coaches, and that's what it should look like.
Before I let you go, Mike, fresh back from the Senior Bowl, who flashed? Who jumped out at you in the three practices you saw?
You know, you always get mad at me because I always like talking about O-linemen and stuff.
Don't get mad, Mike. I don't get mad.
I know you don't. I'm just teasing.
I just get even. You know, don't worry about it.
I couldn't let you go without a shot.
Nice.
Of course. The three quarterbacks I wanted to see were Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, and Riley Leonard. They were all on the same team. I think it's hard to see. Like the first day, I thought Jalen Milroe, who has all the he's got all the traits, Rich. This guy might run 4.42. He's 225 pounds or whatever. Big arm. Two different offenses coming out of Alabama. Didn't play as well this year. I thought he held the ball and looked a little bit slow at decision-making the first day, and that's kind of what you expect with a new offense, and you're under center and doing some things. But I thought the stars of the show, really, Rich, were the D-linemen. There was Deion Walker out of Kentucky, Walter Nolan from Ole Miss, T.J. Sanders from South Carolina, Mike Green from Marshall. I thought the two teams there, their D-lines were loaded with high-level guys. And so basically where I was, like usual, was the O-line, D-line, 101 drills.
Well, I mean,
I think they're the foundation of your team.
Yeah, I mean, we I guess it's kind of all full circle here. You talk about what the Chiefs and what the Eagles do. They hit the crap out of both sides of the line, and then build out. Well, obviously, you got difference making quarterbacks as well.
Yep.
Are you like DJ saying Abdul Carter's the best coming out right now?
I love Abdul Carter.
Is he your best? Would he be atop your draft board?
He'd be right there. I think the other guy that's really intriguing is Jalen Walker, who plays off the ball linebacker at Georgia, but what he does best is rush the quarterback, which is the exact evaluation I had on Micah Parsons when he came out of Penn State. So I think it's really cool because Abdul Carter had to learn to play that edge position also, and I think he's high level talent. And, you know, he's a top five pick, I think, in any draft. But this Jalen Walker is a guy that people are going to have to figure out what they want to do with him because he plays off the ball and then on sub packages. He's anywhere from the A-gap all the way out to the nine technique. You can line him up anywhere on third down, and he's going to cause a problem. So I find him to be kind of the guy that I'm intrigued by because people are going to have to figure out what he does, how to play him on all three downs. He's probably another 4-4 guy. I mean, he's really, really talented.
Well, and you know, from our time working with Prime, he described himself as a 5-down player, 3 on defense, 1 on special teams, 1 on offense, and he's got Travis Hunter. How many downs do you play Travis Hunter? How do you evaluate Travis?
Mike? I love Travis, and I'm amazed, number one, at his conditioning. Like if usually I watch just the defense of a player or just the, with him, you had to watch 150 plays in a row for one game. And in the fourth quarter, he's running routes and covering people. And I don't know how many miles he ran per game. His conditioning's off the charts. I think you evaluate him as a corner, but I think every team in the league is going to look at him and say, we can probably have a package of offensive plays for him. But if you're going to get the most out of him as a corner, you want him to get up to 190 pounds, 192 pounds. You want him to work on his technique more and become an all-pro type corner. But there is an ability there to make a difference on offense also.
Yeah, I know Prime said you're not going to want to be a coach if you're struggling on offense and you got your best offensive weapon and receiver and pass catcher standing on the sideline next to you looking at defensive film, you know, I mean, looking at your tablet, looking on defense. So before I let you go, what's your brief evaluation on the quarterback class, Mike,
as a whole? Two guys everybody talks about up top, Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, are really interesting. And everybody's going to have to figure them out. Like Shedeur, I look at him a little bit like I did Bo Nix last year, and I was undervalued on Bo Nix. And Shedeur makes good decisions, and he's very accurate at all three levels. He's got some bad habits, and I think part of that is because it was such a bad offensive line 2 years ago, and it was maybe at best average this year. But I look at him a little bit like, okay, accurate and decision-making. They're really good things you can build on, okay? Cam Ward, I'm intrigued by because atypically in college football, which is a lot of lateral throws and bubble screens, you know, all the shorts, this kid just wants to push it down the field as far as he can, as often as he can. And he buys time with his legs. He makes crazy kind of throws. But he had, I think, 38, 39 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions. 6 of the interceptions that I saw were on him. Like, he's got to make better decisions, but that's what you get with a little bit of a gunslinger. The bottom line, Rich, is if you take these two kids and compare them to last year, at best, they're going to be vying for the 5th quarterback. Because I thought last year's quarterback class was special and different, and the first 4 guys I would have had rated above both of them.
Mike, you're the best, man. It's like riding a bike, chatting with you, but I knew that. Love seeing you, and look for more of my calls. I'd love to keep chatting with you, certainly over the next few months.
Rich, I miss you, brother. You're a good friend, and you're really good at what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it. Say hi to Lee Mayock. Yep. And Mike Mayock can be caught on the Believe in Eagles pod, as much as you need to listen to it before this big game, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Thanks again, Mike. That's Mike Mayock.
Thanks, brother.
You got it. That's Mike Mayock right here. Lots to unpack. We will in a second, but let's just beat it to the break. And also a sports update here on the Infinity Sports Network from Andrew Bogish. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th.
This episode is brought to you by Love Hurts. Kiwi Kwan has had quite a career, from childhood roles in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the Goonies to a recent Academy Award win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But now, Kiwi finally stars as a leading man in the film Love Hurts. Love Hurts is the perfect date night movie with its mix of over-the-top action, comedy, and a ton of heart. Love Hurts, only at theaters February 7th.
What are your feelings now that Alex Smith has been unofficially traded away, to use your phraseology here?
It's awkward. It's awkward. I honestly don't know how to really accept it. I mean, through my entire career, you can't say Travis Kelce without Alex Smith. I mean, he's been my quarterback. He's been the guy that's arguably I owe a lot of my success to him, you know? So it's going to be awkward going into a huddle, like I said, with anybody but Alex. But I know Pat is ready for the opportunity.
Sure.
He's taking a lot of mental reps and a lot of notes from Alex and how this thing should be ran. Alex ran it to an absolute T this past season. And, you know, obviously everyone's excited to see what he can do.
Well, how did you learn about it yesterday, the trade?
Twitter. Yeah, my girlfriend called me and told me what's going on with Alex, and sure enough, I went on Twitter and everything told me that he was being traded to Washington.
Now, you know, we don't usually get into the personal life here on the show, but is this the young lady from Catching Kelce?
This is not the young lady from Catching Kelce.
So it was Catching Kelce.
We just need to put that show in, the archive. It was a fun show, but it really wasn't that fun afterwards. And
Hold on. Catching Kelce and release.
Yes, catch and fumble Kelce.
Yes.
The
relationship did not survive the ground, is what you're saying.
It didn't. But now we have a catch.
Amazing.
Okay. We have a catch. Might have a touchdown.
So that was a celebration dance then, of some sort.
There will be, if further review, it's under review. The catch is under review. So we'll see where it goes.
All right. The red challenge flag still in the pocket for Travis Kelce here on the Rich Eisen Show. And look, Mahomes, we had Chris Harris of the Broncos on game day morning in the playoffs. And he said, when he was looking at film of Mahomes, and he played a couple of series against him.
Yeah.
He says this kid's got some serious ability. The Broncos said that.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything of that note yet?
Without a doubt. I mean, what he does in practice is it's fun to watch him in practice, because kind of he's on the scout team, kind of just being a backyard quarterback, throwing it all every way imaginable you can think of, sidearm, underhand, putting the ball anywhere on the field. So it was definitely fun watching him in that regard. And like I said, it's going to be exciting to see where he can go with it, because the expectation is definitely high.
I mean, that was Travis Kelce almost 7 years ago today. 7 years ago today is when Alex Smith got traded by the Chiefs to Washington during the Super Bowl week of the Eagles lone to date Super Bowl win against the Patriots. And then from that day forward, pretty much the Chiefs turned into the Patriots.
Pretty much.
And he's turned into Gronk. And he's turned into Jerry Rice in terms of the playoffs.
In the playoffs, yeah. He's one of the best, like I said, other than Brady, the best playoff performer ever.
And on that day, he was just, you know, happy-go-lucky Travis Kelce talking about, you know, his maybe new girlfriend being a touchdown. Oh. Not anymore. Well, his current one is, yes. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, along with the rest of our Roku channel feed as well. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Let's talk about Uber Eats, people. Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats is the best deals on game day food, no matter what you're craving. From two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, including this very important one coming up. Uber Eats, the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now for game day. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Lots of good stuff there from Mike Mayock. Andrew in Austin, Texas. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Rich. I just wanted to say thanks for everything you and Susie and Chris, TJ, and Del Tufo do, even Jay. Y'all give Del Tufo a hard time. But hey, I was calling to ask. My daughter competes in the women's gymnastics. She'll be 14 soon, or U.S. women's gymnastics. And I'm going to surprise her. She doesn't know. We're flying up to Battle Creek for one of her optional competitions.
Okay.
And being almost 14 in another month, not too soon to start looking at schools. And I was wondering, you know, we're going to be there that weekend. Do you have any advice for a father around your age to tour his daughter around that area and maybe get her interested in becoming a Wolverine?
Oh, boy.
This is an RE consulting.
All you got to do is just take her on the campus and that should be that, Andrew. I'm serious. I'll never forget. Well, going there, a foot of snow dropped on the ground, and I knew I wanted to go when I was there right away. But you should just go. Just go and see the campus. And, you know, clearly you should go if she's really good at gymnastics. You know, I mean, it's a great, it's a great spot for
the last 2 years.
Congratulations on that, man. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Proud father.
Okay.
Tired of all the driving and traveling, but you know, proud dad.
Well, I mean, hey,
she reminds me, she goes, Daddy, in 4 years, you won't get to take me anywhere anymore. So I'm like,
wow, that is next level. That's next level passive aggressivity. But I'm on the business end of it from an 11-year-old right now, so I understand.
I have an 11-year-old son, so he's not doing that quite yet.
Well, there's nothing like a girl dad to be, manipulated by their child. Go for it, man. It's an incredible spot. You're going to love it. And, you know, do it. Call back and let me know how it goes, okay?
Will do. Thank you, sir.
You got it. And pick up some cereal while you're in Battle Creek, Michigan as well.
Right.
You know, which, by the way, not the best advice for somebody who's
a world-class gymnast?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the sugary cereals aren't in her daily diet.
No, great.
And I push back a little bit. I think we give Del Tufo the appropriate amount of grief.
I'm actually mixing a gymnastic event this Saturday, UCLA, Michigan State.
Oh, is that right?
Fox. Big Fox.
How does one mix one gymnastics?
The sounds of the events.
Of the what?
The events. The Can floor.
Name the events, Mike.
Floor, the board, the power bars.
The board?
And the board.
What board?
The spring, whatever that springboard thing
whatever
is.
Whatever that springy thing is. He doesn't have to know
I don't have to know. I just have to know how to make it sound good.
Yeah. You should know the sports that you're working.
It's okay. Parallel bars, the horse.
Oh, my God.
We'll
be back for hour two in a sec.
Springboard and the floor. I got him.
Mike's got to know when they're on that pommel horse, he wants to make sure they're on the pommel
it's
horse.
Not
keep
for
on
the
helping.
Women.
Keep helping.
Right.
See, thank you, Brock.
Mike, balance beam.
By the way,
the beam.
If there's anybody who could make an inanimate, unmovable object sound great, it's him.
I mean, look at me. I make myself right?
The balance beam. The balance, like, can you, I guess what you hear, hear the thud?
Yeah.
Yes.
The initial.
Yeah.
When they hop on, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually scared because I've never done one. It's going to be
interesting. This is your first gymnastics.
Why are you scared? They're the ones flipping through the air and putting their lives in danger.
It's got to be good on air.
Mike, here's the deal. You mess up No one's going to know. They mess up, we're calling the ambulance.
That's true. Everyone
so
sees.
So you have no reason to be scared. Afraid. I almost said a scared just now.
A scared? Jeez. It's going to be fun. In Pauley Pavilion.
I can't wait to see your places. Instagram of the board.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah. Hey. Selfie. I'll do it. I'll do it.
That's it. I'm doing selfies for the That's first
hey,
time.
Guys, nobody, selfies.
Guys, can tell.
Be quiet. They're on the vault right now. And Mike's doing shh.
Okay.
And then you're going to write something about how when you were a kid, you always dreamt of doing gymnastics.
Ever since I saw Mike Komenich,
and I was like, oh, this is what I want to do with my life. Hey, MIT.
My dream was to mic up the uneven bars.
You do realize you're backing up the...
Yeah, exactly. What Andrew just
what
said.
What Andrew from Texas said, that we're giving him too hard a time.
No, he's... But Mike, he brought it upon himself.
I think, first of all, on the back end of it, congratulations on finally getting to do a gymnastics event.
See, now that was a Brockman. Sincerity levels. Give me a level of that.
No, he said he's never done one. Congratulations.
You've never done it. Congrats.
Excuse me. For somebody that's done so much to be able to have a career go as long as Mike's that you're now still doing stuff for the first time, I think is very impressive.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. Yeah. Secondly, I think what the guys are telling you is you need to refresh your Instagram game.
Because it's the same thing, like a Mad Lib,
fill in the blank. I'm so excited to be doing events, here I am, and it's like one of those slides, and you slide it next, and there's a selfie of you with your big teeth and your big car.
I've got a selfie. My last selfie, you're in a convertible. I've got a month and a half without a selfie.
All right.
Yeah, but there's a couple boards in there.
No, he's got six weeks without a selfie. Can you hug him in the commercial break?
Yeah,
six weeks. It goes selfie-less. That's selfless. That's impressive.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business, and now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at, like, Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.